Hey, now I'm very excited for my first guest of the morning. They are a gorgeous, gorgeous band. Just awesome. And they've got a brand new song out today called Snuffed, which is a kinky, kinky name, not going to lie. Very excited to hear all about it. I'm, of course, talking about Hot Sauce Club. And from the band, I have Max on the line with me. Good morning, Max.
How you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm bloody good, mate. Bloody good.
Happy release day. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I am going through those usual motions, you know. Just completely stoked to finally have it out to the world. We've been sitting on this track for 8-9 months, so,
oof,
you know.
God. How do you deal with that? Like, I personally would hate the waiting and the patience required. How do you distract yourself from not just being like, here's my fucking song?
Yeah, you know, sometimes you want to do that, but it takes, takes a bit of, you need to hold on to it, sure. But I think by the time it actually gets to release day, it's like a renewed sense of relief almost.
Mm. Or you're just stoked in
because you've been listening to it so much over the mixing period, and you kind of get sick of the track by about two mixes in, and then, you know, I won't listen to it until release day again, and then it's like, oh, here we go, it's like a new track.
That's good. Yeah, give yourself a bit of a break, and then you're back into it.
Exactly.
Now, tell me all about Snuffed.
So, Snuffed, this is our first release in a year now.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It has been a while, yeah. This is our fourth single from a forthcoming debut album, which will be out September. I think it's a bit of a step up in maturity from us all, songwriting-wise. You know, because it sort of shows a natural progression of that past year of not releasing music. You know, and in that time we were touring and we were, you know, sort of moving on with our degrees and moving into full-time work and just generally maturing. So I think that all kind of bled into the song a bit. You know, trying to find our place in the world and all of that. So, yeah, and in terms of the actual song, it sort of depicts metaphorically the struggles of sort of someone going through an addiction of in whatever form that might be.
Mm.
You know, moments where living on the edge can quickly turn into moments of despair, or, you know, even when that said addiction is thought to have been left in the past or snuffed, as we've called it. But I guess the overarching message of the song is that there is always a way through the turmoil that might arise from the choices, and you can always break through the stormy weather, really. So, yeah.
Oof. Oh. All right, Max. Fuck. Yeah, that is lovely. I think that's a beautiful wee story you're sharing there. So thank you. Thank you a lot. How does it work with you guys when it comes to kind of like making music? Is it a real collaborative thing, or are you all bringing like different bits to the table?
Yeah, I think the way we generally write music is that someone will bring a riff in, and we'll sort of jam it out in the band room, flesh it out a bit, maybe get somewhat, you know, just like a, it might be like a course verse structure or something, and then we'll kind of go away, we'll sit on it for a bit, we'll have a play around with it in our own times, and then we'll come back and we'll usually have a full song structure with some other parts built around it. Yeah, and then I guess we'll kind of just tighten it up from there in the second session. And then usually we'll just work on the musical side first. And then I'll go away in my own time and write lyrics over it. And then we'll come back for a third session and we'll bring a sort of full song to the table. So I think doing it that way for us works a bit better, because it means that we can experiment a bit harder when we're kind of sitting in our room alone, you know. We can...
Yeah, yeah.
come up with different parts that we wouldn't have come up when, I guess, everyone's jamming together at the same time.
Now, you guys are at, like an interesting crossroads a lot of bands kind of face when they're, you know, potentially parting ways for things like jobs and and kind of studies coming to an end and all that. Is the, I mean, you've got this album coming out later this year, so I take it the Hot Sauce Club will be still remaining for business, open for business.
We live another day, mate. We sort of faced all of those issues probably September last year, I'd say, when
we
got some new members on board, and we did a tour earlier in the year with Frank on Tap and Pool House, and that kind of reignited the flame, and got the album all finished up in the studio a few months ago. So I think everyone's super keen to push on with it all. We've been putting in a lot of effort sort of on the industry side of things to try and make releases go further, and there's definitely a lot more to be done in the project. So
Oh, that's exciting. Because you came on my show, was it earlier this year? Talk about Velvet. How's that going?
Velvet's been great, yeah. It's a collaboration between members from Hot Sauce Club and members from Frank on Tap and Pool House, who have sort of come together to, I guess...
Because the tour was kind of for launching Velvet, wasn't it?
Label launch tour. And that was great. Everyone's just come together with the sort of common goal of trying to make releases go further. You know, we're all independent bands sort of at the end of their uni time, going into the industry in a way, and trying to gain some reputability, I guess. So this is our attempt at that. And it's been great learning about all the aspects of the industry and being able to try and implement that into all our own releases, and then hopefully very soon implement it into other people's releases, when other artists start to come on board. So,
oh my god, so grown up and like adult and doing shit for other people. Well done. Inspirational stuff. I gotta ask, what is your tolerance to hot sauce? Do you enjoy a hot sauce?
I'm a phony, in all honesty.
I
don't know what happened. I feel like it's probably some underlying trauma. Like I used to eat whole chilies when I was little, and now I can't even touch anything above barbecue sauce, pretty much.
Really?
Yeah. That's... The other fellas are quite good though, but
okay.
As the lead singer of the band, you would have thought I'd at least
thought you'd at least be able to hold your own. Oh, that's it's a little embarrassing, but that's all right. That's all right. You are forgiven. So this album in September, can you tell us much about it, or is it hush hush?
Well, it's hush hush, but I will give you the first details.
Please do.
We don't have a name yet. That's something we're working on, but.
Yeah, they kind of, I'm not an expert, but a name sort of helps.
Yeah, usually. We'll get to that, somewhere down the track. It's got 11 songs on it, I think. And we're doing a few different versions of release. So we've got an initial album coming out. It'll be the last week of September. And then we've got a sort of deluxe edition album coming out around February, and some various releases in between that, playing all the industry game stuff. So that'll be nice and fun. Heaps of releases coming up. I think the album in general sort of follows the same theme of maturation amongst the band. In terms of, I guess, our sonic maturation, and also our the sort of themes we talk about in the song.
Mm.
Yeah, so
Oh, I'm very, very excited to hear that. Hey, now, I see on your Instagram, because I'm stalking you right now, something about Broken 8 Records. Is that who you released with?
No, we just got a premiere with them yesterday.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, that was awesome. They're an Aussie label.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, congratulations on that. That's very cool. But yes. More to the point is there's, what are they called? A ripstick on your Instagram. I haven't seen a ripstick in years.
A ripstick. Mate, that's such a throwback, eh? They were honestly the sickest thing back in the day.
Where did you find that?
We had to dig deep into Rory's garage cupboard, I think. I don't think that thing had been opened since he was about 8 years old.
And we, yeah, oh my God.
Had to get the CRC out on the wheels because the thing wouldn't move at all.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was actually the day before the Christchurch show, and I tried to go on it for the first time myself before we had jumped on it yet, and it was all stiff, and I sort of took off and then fell forward and landed on the arm and nearly broke it. So
Did you break your arm?
No, I didn't. I got away with it, actually.
Oh.
It was close, considering the show was that day.
Yeah, right. Because you don't have great history with arms, do you?
No. Do you know about this?
Yeah. I've heard things. Did you, like, really hurt your arm?
Yeah, I really hurt it, eh? I was climbing a fence, don't ask why, but had one of those big spiky iron barbs on the top of it, and I slipped, and it caught at the bottom. You caught at my elbow and degloved the whole arm.
Oh my God!
Yeah, it was a fun experience. It was a great time in my life, but it was all right. We had a tour starting a week and a half later, and we managed to play it all. So it was good.
You are insane! Oh my God!
Commitment to the craft, mate.
That is wild. Hey Max, congratulations on this song. You should be stoked with it. It's a really cool song, and it gets me really excited for the album to come, and you know, to see how you guys have grown, because I remember, you know, your earlier days as well, so it's very cool to see how far you're coming. So Max, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Liam.
Good luck with everything, and you'll have to come back on when that album's out.
Yeah, sounds good. Tee it up.
And that is the lovely Max from Hot Sauce Club talking about their brand new song, Snuffed, that is out today. I am, of course, going to play that for you right now, so do enjoy. I should plug myself in, that might help.